Welcome, sleepers, to another Monday Mock. With me today is Lucas. Hopefully Nick will be able to join us in a bit, but he's not going to be in time for this mock draft, so we'll make fun of him for that later. Lucas, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. This is the final week before I start my serious leagues, so this is good prep.
Oh, definitely. Our own sleeper bot, our sleeper wire league, I have to set up. I'm going to be using sleeper bot this year, so I like mocking in it so I get a feel for how the whole draft board works.
Yep.
I'm really liking the stuff so far. But with us today, we have Nonstick with the first overall pick, Willing 4710, Wolf 8, Doodogs, Doigs, how do you say his name? Doogs. Cairo Packer, that's kind of funny. Browns 18, Yub Baby, Yub Yeah, You. These sleeper bot names get ridiculous. The Chosen Lun, J Money, Me, Lucas, and Painering. I don't know. You guys know who you are if you're in the league. But let's start this draft. So, begin the draft. And with the first overall pick, who's it going to be? Ezekiel Elliott is definitely falling down the board due to his suspension. What do you think about that, Lucas? Where does that put him?
It puts him in the third round. Le'Veon Bell, he was still, late first round value last year, even though with a 3-game suspension. Yeah, assuming that Zeke has that same kind of production again this year, he misses the first 6 games. So as long as you can survive and still make the playoffs, you're definitely going to want him on your team. Last year, I took Jamal Charles in the first round and still made the playoffs without too much trouble. So that was basically without a first rounder. So I can sit on Zeke in the third round, I think, until the playoffs. If you're in a 12-man and only 4 teams make the playoffs, you might want to rethink that just a little bit. 6 teams, you should be fine in the third round. And we had LeSean McCoy come off 4th off the board. I love it. I've been preaching McCoy since he was sitting around 11. I don't know that it's just me getting him down to the 4 spot, but I am a big believer in LeSean McCoy, and I could throw some stats that would probably get him right around 4 in your draft as well.
Well, I mean, let me just read off what's off the board so far, and then we can jump right into stats. So, Nonstick with the first overall pick takes David Johnson. Willing follows that up with Le'Veon Bell. Then Antonio Brown is taken by Wolf. Doogs takes LeSean McCoy. Cairo Packer takes Odell. Browns takes Julio. And Devontae Freeman goes to Yub Yeah. I'm going to have to say that's your name, man. This is kind of how I expected. It's weird not seeing Ezekiel Elliott up there. But, I mean, it's the first round. First round picks. Ooh, number 8 was Jordy Nelson. I feel like that's a reach.
Well, the funny thing is I have Jordy as my number 3 wideout. And
really?
Yeah, I do. You know, he was number 1 in a lot of leagues last year. He finished as the number 1 wideout. So I don't hate it.
I don't hate it, but I had him last year, and so I can understand why people go for him. But at the same time, it's one of those things where another year older, AJ Green is still there. You know what I mean? Alshon yeah. Jeffrey's on a better team, and Alshon Jeffrey's always been good. And I feel like this is if there's ever gonna be a year where he breaks out, this is gonna be the year. I don't think take him in the first round because that's not what his ADP is right now. But, I mean, AJ Green, Mike Evans, just, like, who are now? You just took AJ Green.
But I can't believe he fell there.
That's what I'm saying, dude. With me, I never draft receivers first. And Melvin Gordon, I feel like with the 10th pick in the first is fine. You got AJ Green with the 11th in the first. And Painterang, let's see what he's taking.
I am content. So he took Jordan Howard. I don't hate it.
I don't hate that at all.
I expect him to take – he took Ezekiel Elliott. See, that is early because he sat there and left me DeMarco Murray. So I am loving what I have right now, AJ Green and DeMarco Murray.
And I'm following my normal stance of going running back heavy. I have Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley. Now, Zeke, I do agree. I was thinking third round for him too. But second round, he – as soon as he touches the field, he's going to be arguably the best running back in the league. And he has a legal team right now fighting for his case because he hasn't been charged with anything. This is a solely save-face preemptive suspension. And there's proof, like, we're not judge or jury here, folks. We don't know. We don't approve of abusing anyone, no violence to anyone. But there is proof that there may be lies, a lot of lies in the Ezekiel Elliott case. So if he's found innocent, I mean, his six-game suspension could be washed.
I agree, and I urge you guys, if you want to go for a good laugh, I urge you to go look at the outside committee of four or five people that they had reviewing this case and their titles. Most of them have nothing to do with football whatsoever or the NFL, but yet they were brought in to determine what the likelihood of guilt of Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know why Goodell or the NFL brought these particular people in or how that they got to be in this position of power to do this, but it's a joke. And this whole thing is really a joke. If there's not enough there to convict him or even charge him in a criminal case, how are you going to go about saying that he deserves a six-game suspension?
It's insane. You know, like I said, at SuperWire, we really don't like to be political. We don't pick sides. When the whole Colin Kaepernick thing happened, I made it a point to avoid the politics. I just thought Colin Kaepernick wasn't that good, personally. I mean, he had a good run. Right now, I don't think he's on a team because he wants too much money to be a backup.
Well, he opted out of his contract.
Opted out of his contract. Rumors are that two other teams have already offered him contracts. The Bears offered him a contract. The guy wants to be paid like a starter, and unfortunately, no one sees him as a starter because of his numbers last year. They weren't that good. But that being said, not talking politics, what happened yesterday, I'm sure everyone knows, there is no place for hate in our community. The fantasy football community, we're all love, whatever your political belief is. We're just here to play football and have a good time. But before we change the subject, I'm going to read off the pick so far. So I took Todd Gurley, the 15th overall pick. And then I went Michael Thomas, Doug Baldwin, which I feel is a reach, Dez Bryant at 18, Jay Ajayi, good pick at 19, Lamar Miller at 20, which in a 10-team league is probably right around where you'd see him. Leonard Fournette.
We're on 12, though, not 10.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
For a 12-team league, it's the second round. If it was a 10-team league, it would be the end of the second, almost the third. So, I mean, I could see that in a 10-team league. I like it in a 12-team, too, because I personally love Lamar Miller.
See, yeah. That's one that you and I disagree. I do not like Lamar Miller.
Yeah, I know. Not many people do. I feel like I'm definitely the minority in that. But then we got Leonard Fournette at 21, Rob Gronkowski at 22, which I don't like, because I don't think you should draft tight ends in the second round. Technically third if this was a 10-team league. I'm just trying to cover bases here. Amari Cooper with pick 23. Ty Montgomery with pick 24. To start off the third round, we have Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, and Isaiah Crowell off the board. I like Isaiah in the third, especially in a 12-team league. That's good value.
I like Isaiah Crowell. A lot of people are down on him. They have one of the better O-lines this year. I think if Kaiser gets to be the guy under center, it'll be very good for the skill position players. Isaiah Crowell was averaging something like 5.7 yards per carry last season. So not saying that I expect that level to continue, but if he's, you know, high fours or low fives, I mean, you're going to see a lot of production out of them because they're going to get him, 50% more touches this year than what they did last year, and that team's going to be better than they were last year.
Yeah, the team definitely should be better. It's kind of funny when you watch people discuss, like, who the worst team – like I did it last night with a couple of my friends – who are the worst teams in the NFL going to be this year? And, you know, we kind of went back and forth joking. And at the end, I was like, guys, none of us mentioned the Browns.
Yep. Jets, Bears, and San Francisco's.
Yeah.
Who I'm guessing you said.
And maybe the Rams, and depending on injury, the Chargers.
No, you can't. No, don't do that to the Chargers. Come on. They may not be great, but they'll be 5-6 wins, I bet.
Oh, because Phillip Rivers is there, and I like Phillip Rivers a lot. But it was just weird. This is the first time in years that I haven't automatically been like, yeah, the Browns are going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And it's a nice change. I hope Josh Gordon comes back. That'd be cool, too. Get a whole slew of talent going on there.
I'm pretty happy. I'm content with how this draft is falling so far.
Yeah, after Isaiah Crowell, DeAndre Hopkins went, which the 28th pick, T.Y. Hilton, Terrell Pryor, Demaryius Thomas. I need to pick. I get so bored in 12-team leagues, especially when they're live, when you're sitting with your friends on a back porch somewhere, having some beers, having soda, depending on your age group, and it just takes so long. But, I mean, I guess that's half the fun, right?
It is. I mean, it's the fun. It's the fun of it.
Now, I do want to ask you, you mentioned earlier that you could spout off some stats to convince me to take LeSean McCoy fourth overall.
LeSean McCoy averaged 5.4 yards per carry last season, and he only had 240 rushes. He had 27 fewer rushes than Le'Veon Bell and had the exact same within 1 yard of total rushing yards. 25 less than Le'Veon. So the reason that we didn't see LeSean McCoy higher than what he was is because Mike Gillisley is sneaky good. He had over 100 rushes. He had close to 600 yards. Gillisley was close to 6 yards per carry on 100 rushes and had 8 touchdowns. Most times you're not going to have a backup that's taking that kind of production away from your lead guy. And LeSean McCoy has been consistent. He's 4.7 yards per carry over his career. Real quick before I jump back to that, Keenan Allen fell all the way to the third round, 11th pick, which to me is nuts.
It's like I just got Alshon Jeffrey in the third, and I love Alshon this year. Like, I love him. I was torn between him and Keenan, but this is a standard league, and if it was PPR, I'd be all over Keenan Allen.
So right now, my running back that I like the most is actually Mike Gillisley. And
I think James White's going to own that team. There's already rumors that Deion Lewis is getting cut because James White is a younger version of him, and I think better.
And actually, from what I see here, my tiers fall off. Marshawn Lynch was the last in a tier for me. So you guys are going to see me do something else here.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers. Don't like it at all, but I respect it.
Aaron Rodgers, I took him in the fourth last year and won my league. So it's hard to knock on someone that's going to be putting up a consistent 20, 25 points for your team.
Hey,
every week.
I really can't argue you. I'm going to take Allen Robinson, and I, as much as I don't necessarily like Blake Bortles, I do like the Jags offense, and I really hope they can get together. And I'm expecting a bounce back year from a guy with so much talent in Robinson. All right, so you took Rodgers, I took Robinson. Dalvin Cook from Minnesota was taken. Let's see who else is left on the board. So there's still Christian McCaffrey, Carlos Hyde, I can see not taking him, Mixon. Now, Mixon's ADP is 38, but they already said Jeremy Hill was going to start the season as their lead back.
Yep.
Does that scare you at all for Mixon, or are you still thinking?
Sure it does, because not only do they have Hill, but they have Giovanni Bernard. And so there was a tug of war between the two of them for touches last year. Giovanni Bernard has finished as a running back two in standard the last 2 years in a row. Jeremy Hill, although he fumbles, he's still going to get red zone touches, and he's still just going to get touches in general. Mixon, to me, was the best running back to come out of college this year and come into the NFL. Joe Mixon is the best. Mark my words, he will end up being the best running back out of these. Had he went to a different team that was needing a running back, you would see this guy, he would more than likely be this year's Zeke or Le'Veon Bell. I think he is that caliber of a player. Whether or not we see, we're going to see flashes of it. So if you draft him, he's going to be a guy that you're going to sit on. Dynasty or Keeper League, if you can get him in like the fourth or fifth, I think that's great, because then going forward, you're going to get, in my league, we get to keep a player for 3 consecutive years, and we have to give up a round each time. So if I took him in the fifth, I would get to keep him in the fourth and then the third and so on and so forth. And I think that value is there. But I love Joe Mixon's talent. I am scared of the usage. They're going to have a three-headed monster there, so you're probably not going to see very much production from him in the first third to half of the season.
I don't know. I don't like the Bengals' backfield. I don't like the Patriots' backfield. Just because of what you said, everyone's decent and everyone's going to get touches. Yep. Now, I heard a weird thing, and let me know what you think. So I was just talking to a few of my friends about the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott, and we were discussing, like, who do we think the backup's going to be? Like, who's going to start? And I said Alfred Morris. I was like, I love Alf. Like, hold on. This guy, I love Alfred. One of my other friends was like, dude, it's going to be McFadden. It's going to be McFadden. And my other friend goes, it's Hillman.
No. Like,
what? Dude, Hillman's young. He was good while they used him. Oh, I could see it happening. That's the thing. They have three running backs there that I could see anyone taking over.
My logic is that McFadden has already proved to be a 1,000-yard rusher behind that O-line. He knows the system, and they're comfortable. I mean, they don't, you know, they go with what they're comfortable, and McFadden has already showed them. So they need him for six. They need him for six games. They need him for 7 weeks, if you're including a bye in there. And he just has to be good enough, and he is. He can do that, and he can also catch the ball. So Alfred Morris will likely get some red zone, some short yardage work. But if you, Alfred Morris just looks slow. He can't. He's not quick on the cut. He doesn't seem to be able to hit open holes. He just doesn't look good to me. McFadden still has a little bit of that X factor. Hillman, you know, he could come in and do something, but I'm near, you know, I'm about as certain as you can be that McFadden's going to be your guy to own for the first, you know, first few.
All right. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. So let's just catch up real quick with the draft picks. So I mentioned Dalvin Cook. Then it was Martavis Bryant, Tom Brady, Joe Mixon. Christian McCaffrey went right after Mixon, which they should be drafted around the same. Then Spencer Ware. I like Spencer. Carlos Hyde, I do not like. The team doesn't even want him. Mike Gillisley, Greg Olsen. Stop drafting tight ends so early, guys. Come on. Matt Ryan in the fifth. Then Sammy Watkins, who is now on the Rams, so he's even worse than he was before. Drew Brees, Calvin Benjamin, Danny Woodhead, Amir Abdullah. I love Amir Abdullah, especially in the fifth. That is great value. And I believe you love Danny Woodhead, is that correct?
I do, but not in a standard, though. That's a fifth round is way too early for standard for me. In a standard, I'm going to be taking Terrence West before I'm taking Danny Woodhead. But I still don't really want to take Terrence West. It scares me a little bit. But I'm not taking anyone from Baltimore backfield before.
I still want to take Terrence West. That's
no, I really don't. Seventh or eighth round is when is the earliest I'm going to pull one of, you know, someone from that backfield.
I'll lump that in with the Patriots backfield.
It's your pick, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
I know that. I'm just debating on two receivers to pick, but I'm going to have to go with Brandon Marshall. So we got Danny Woodhead, Amir Abdullah, Jordan Reed, Jimmy Graham, Bilal Powell, and then I picked Brandon Marshall, and now it's time for you, Lucas.
And I... Wow, there are some players that I like here. Has he already been taken? No, he hasn't. Okay.
I feel like you're about to pick someone, and I'm going to get so mad that I didn't notice him.
No, it's kind of just something that I think that he... just got to make sure going through my list here. No? Okay. This is fine.
CJ Anderson?
Yep.
They've already been shopping him.
There's no reason to think that he's not going to get the work. I think that he's going to surprise people. He doesn't play through injury very well, and that's what was happening last season, is he had a lingering issue the entire year. They're going to give him the work. And
I like him.
I think that he's going to surprise people, and he's going to do exactly what he needs to do.
I mean, unfortunately, I've liked every Denver running back they've had the last, like, 5 years. I still don't understand why No'Shawn Moreno retired. I know he destroyed his arm, but for that little bit in Miami, he was great. That's probably why I still like Hillman. So, I mean, I guess TJ could bounce back. Frank Gore, I like. He's definitely a safe pick at running back. Who is left at running back? We got AP, LeGarrette Blount. Do I want Dougie Fresh, Doug Martin? All right, so with my pick, I am going to take... All right, good people listening. If you hate this pick, just make a post. Tell me why in Sleeperbot. Or tweet at the Sleeperwire show. Let me know. But I'm taking Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy is going to be my third running back. I like it. I like it personally. I'm going to do a quick overview of these teams real quick and see which one I think is currently the contender. Nonstick has a solid team. He's basically hit all the bases. Needs another wide receiver bad. Willing. Le'Veon Bell. I don't like Gillislee. Decent receiving core. Not a huge fan of Sammy Watkins, but I do like the Cooks and Cooper. He definitely needs another running back, though, because I don't know if Gillislee is going to carry the torch. We got Wolf with Antonio Brown, Gronkowski, Crowell, Hyde, and Breeze. So you need another running back and a wide receiver at this point. I mean, the draft's still early, so who knows what's going to happen. I do like your first three picks, though. Then we got Dugs with McCoy, Fournette, DeAndre Hopkins, and Spencer Ware, and Calvin Benjamin. That is the beginnings of a nice team. I expect a bounce back from Calvin Benjamin this year. I do not think the Panthers want Cam Newton to run at all. I think that's why they brought in McCaffrey, to have such an elite running back that Cam Newton should never have to run. All right, let's check out the Chiropractor. Odell, Miller, T.Y., McCaffrey, and Woodhead. Honestly, a good start right there. If this was PPR, I would be in love with your team. All right, we got Browns. He needs a receiver. All right, so Browns, I had to draft him Julian Edelman, but he has Julio Jones, Jay Ajayi, Terrell Pryor, Joe Mixon, Amir Abdullah, and Julian Edelman. I actually like that team. I like that team a lot. Solid receivers, solid running backs. Then Yubye has Devontae Freeman, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Tom Brady, Jordan Reed, and Tevin Coleman. You need a running back, buddy. You have Tevin Coleman and Freeman, same team. Love both the running backs, but definitely not the way you want to go. Lucas, are you fighting something?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the Kraken, just the dangle clacks going nuts.
You had to slay it real quick. No big deal.
I understand. When the Kraken comes up, you just got to put it down.
You know.
Yeah, so then we have the Chosen One. Why are people leaving this? Because I'm going to manually pick you guys. I swear to God. He gets Adrian Peterson. He has four running backs, but that's what happens when you get auto-picked. All right, so the Chosen One is Jordy Nelson, Doug Baldwin, Marshawn Lynch, Martavius Bryant, Jimmy Graham, and Russell Wilson. You need a running back, my friend, but I do like that receiving core. Jay Money has Mike Evans, Michael Thomas, Travis Kelce, Dalvin Cook, Bilal Powell, and Jarvis Landry. I love your receivers. Get real running backs. Latavius Murray can still take over in Minnesota. Bilal Powell still has Forte in front of him. Come on. Be smart with
your picks. And this is what I don't get, is I see people pulling Bilal Powell early, and Forte is, do people forget? Like, they just have such short memories. Forte was the guy. He's a monster. It's like they figure he goes to the Jets. Okay, so the Jets aren't that great, but he's still Matt Forte. Yeah, he's a little bit older, but he's still there. He's still the better running back.
But, like, Matt Forte, I believe, is better than Frank Gore.
I agree.
Why do people value Frank Gore so much more than they value Matt Forte?
Because it's a guarantee. Because that's why. It's because the Jets are a worse team. Look who they have for them. The number one wide receiver on that team now is Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, it's not too good.
I mean, that team is awful. They lost Quincy Enunwa. That team is in trouble. Right now, they are just playing to have the number one draft pick next year. That's what they're playing for. And Frank Gore, he doesn't come out and just bust off 50-yard runs, but the guy's getting you 80, 90 yards a game and likely, you know, pretty good shot of getting in the end zone. So he's consistent, and that's what you want from an RB2. And he's
I just feel like Matt Forte is the guy there. But, all right, so we agree. We don't like that. Then we have my team. Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley, Alshon, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall, and Eddie Lacy. What do you think of that?
I love – I'm not a Melvin Gordon fan, personally. I'm not. He needs to have another good year. I think he's going to have a regression. But I love Todd Gurley. I like Alshon Jeffrey. Allen Robinson and Brandon Marshall. In my live draft league 2 years ago, I had both of them. And I got one in the fifth and one in the seventh round. And I kept both of them last year, and they burnt me. So they nearly won me a championship 2 years ago, and they almost lost it for me last year because I thought that I was going to be so strong at wideout and ended up not being. So I'm a little recency biased on them. I think that Blake Bortles will have a better year this year. I think that Allen Robinson looked sloppy last year. I'm excited to see what Brandon Marshall is going to do. My only concern there would be how many touches or how many targets is Sterling Shepard going to be pulling away from Brandon Marshall?
I just feel like in the end zone, he's going to be nice. He's going to be the target looked at, him and Odell, just because they're so big in the hands. The hands, man. He doesn't drop anything. If he touches it, it's his.
Yeah.
All right, then we got your team, which is A.J. Green, DeMarco Murray, Keenan Allen, Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Anderson, and Frank Gore. Love A.J. Green. Love DeMarco. In a PPR, Keenan in the third. It would be just heresy. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, I don't like when people draft quarterbacks early, but I also get it. He's arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. C.J. Anderson, you kind of, you know, convinced me a little bit, but I probably still wouldn't have. But I do love the Frank Gore pick. I think that pick's awesome.
Well, I want you to look and see what running backs were left for me to pick. So Danny Woodhead and Bilal Powell both went off before me. I'll take C.J. Anderson over both of those.
Now the last guy, the Painterage. Whatever. Jordan Howard, Ezekiel Elliott, Davante Adams, Crabtree, Mark Ingram, and Golden Tate. I love his receivers. I love those receivers right there.
Standard. I don't like Davante Adams. I don't think he's very good. I think that Aaron Rodgers made him have a lot of fantasy points. I think Randall Cobb is a much better wide receiver than Davante Adams.
Yeah, but Randall Cobb didn't, like, do it. I don't know. We'll have to see. He did great last year. I guess recency bias on me. I don't see a regression with him. I just see more improvement. But Ezekiel in the second, I think we both agreed that that was a decent pick.
I don't know. I feel like it's...
I said decent. I understand why he took him so early. But Mark Ingram as your starting running back for 6 weeks, definitely not a fan of that. I feel like that just... You need something better. You know what I mean? Because AP's there. Who knows if AP's going to be the man? Who knows if Mark Ingram's going to be the man?
Right.
I don't like that. Now, besides that, it's not bad. I mean, let's just catch up with the draft real quick. So, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, thank God I can count. In the sixth round, we started with Eric Decker, James Crowder, Willie Snead, Larry Fitz, AP went, not to the Mark Ingram owner, Julian Edelman, Tevin Coleman, Russell Wilson, Jarvis Landry. I took Eddie Lacy. You took Gore and Golden Tate.
I am so happy right now.
You just got Emmanuel Sanders. Great pick. In the seventh round, it was Tyler Eifert, Doug Martin, Thomas Rawls, Martellus Bennett, Stephon Diggs, Derek Carr, DeSean Jackson, LeGarrette Blount, which I think is a good spot for Blount. I think he's going to be a touchdown king. Paul Perkins, I can see people going for him. An article came out today saying that they believe Shane Vereen will actually be the workhorse in the backfield. They want to do a lot more option-esque plays and dumpouts, which would be cool to see. I took Delaney Walker. You took Sanders, which is a great pick. Great pick. Andrew Luck was taken. And then to start the next round, Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry's great. I love him. I hope he does really well. I want Antonio Gates to retire, personally. Just let Hunter Henry spread his wings.
Okay, so the question here, this is a round when I would be looking for a tight end, since they've all been pulled so early. There's not really one that I feel like that I have to take right now. I can just wait for quite a while. So this pick here may surprise you, but it may not.
Rob Kelly. I do like that pick. It's funny because I'm about to take a running back. I'm about to take Kareem Hunt.
See, I like that, but I think it may be a little bit early because he was actually, I was looking at him too, and then I was looking at my rankings, my personal rankings, and I think for a keeper league, he will be great. I think that he's going to have to beat out Ware. And I think that Ware looked pretty good last season. Ware was good enough to where they kind of just told Jamal Charles, hey, thanks, but don't rush back, you know? So, yeah,
but with Jamal, I feel like they didn't want him because he's so injury prone anymore. Ware and Charkandrick West were getting it done, but I feel like Kareem Hunt actually has the skills to be the best all around. I like Charkandrick West better than Spencer Ware. I just think Spencer Ware is just a fast bowling ball, and that's why I liked him. He ran up the middle, he ran hard, he got yards. Charkandrick West, I liked his style running more. He bounced around, he'd find the gaps, he could catch the ball, and I feel like Kareem Hunt is kind of a mix of both, and I feel like that's going to be more intriguing to their offense. But, I mean, I could be wrong. I already have three running backs, so he's just kind of a flyer. Now, after me, we got Terrence West gone, Pierre Garçon, and Derrick Henry. Now, say what you were going to say because I cut you off again.
I was actually just kind of looking through a few things. Kareem Hunt, I like, you know, and it's just like Joe Mixon. I think that if you give these guys the workload, that they will perform. The issue is that Ware has earned his spot. He more or less beat out Jamal Charles for that spot. They have Kareem Hunt, so they are going to use him, but they're going to work him in, and they are going to make him beat out Ware. So it's still Ware's job to lose. So if Ware doesn't screw up and is still productive, the best that you can hope for with Kareem Hunt in the early season is a bye committee. And so at this point, you know, you're pretty happy with what you have going. So with your fourth running back, you can take that, you know, you can take that risk. That's not a bad place to have him. I would prefer to get him a little bit later because there are running backs. Well, I guess there's not really that many running backs left right now that are just the starters. Rob Kelly, Terrence West, those are really the last ones that they're calling starters. I think that Terrence West may get beat out for that spot.
If you look at the board, who's available, you have Perrine, Jaquizz Rodgers.
Nope, don't like him.
Jonathan Stewart. Latavius Murray's still there, Forte, Jeremy Hill. Like, there's still players available. But, like, as you said, I'm already happy with what I got. So I'm kind of just picking on, you know, if I sit on this guy by week 5 or 6, he could be the dude. You know what I mean? He could be the one.
Yep.
He could be now my flex. I don't necessarily need him to be my flex, but it's one of those, we're in the 8th or 9th round. I'm going to take a flyer. All right. So after Terrence West, I'm just going to run through this real quick. We had Derrick Henry drafted, Kyle Rudolph, Jeremy Maclin, love that pick, Jameson Winston, Dante Moncrief, who I don't expect to bounce back here because Andrew Luck's already hurt, Jaquizz Rodgers, Randall Cobb, CJ Procise, who I don't like, Kirk Cousins, great pick, a little early for running. Maybe I'm just crazy and just don't like drafting QBs early.
But it's the ninth round, and you know they're starting to come off the board. The reason why you wouldn't really need to take one right there is just because 1, 2, 3, there's only 3 other teams that didn't have one. The thing is though, is that because he's at the kind of at the 1-2 turn there with the second pick, if he likes Kirk Cousins, there's no way Kirk Cousins is going to last because it's going to be 6 picks with teams that need QBs. It's 3 teams, and each of them is going to pick twice. before it gets back that need quarterback. So Kirk Cousins probably wasn't coming back to him. And at this point, he has four running backs. He has four running backs and four wide receivers. So I think why not shore up your QB spot, which is a pretty significant part of your overall points. And there may be somewhat of a fall off. I do like Marcus Mariota still. My only knock on him is that I think he's too efficient, that he just doesn't throw the ball a lot. And I think between Henry and DeMarco Murray, that they are going to pound the rock. You're going to see 30 plus rushes a game from that team. They're not a team that's going to be putting up 40 points a game. You're not going to see that out of them. So that's going to be my only knock on Mariota, is that he's going to be too efficient. And, you know, you won't see him with four touchdown games often.
All right, so after Kirk Cousins was Denver Broncos, Devontae Parker, Zach Ertz. Now, I don't like Mariota. I actually have a bet against Mariota. I picked Wentz over him. I love Wentz. I think Wentz is going to be my QB for most leagues this year, because I'm going to be able to get him very late, and he's going to be able to, you know, provide for me because he's a good offensive core. But
you better pick up Stafford or someone else also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be risky. I always have Stafford. Like, I almost always have him. Guy throws 4,500 yards a year almost every single year. It's just he's a safety net for me. You know what I mean? Like a little security blanket. But that being said, with Wentz, something that really pissed me off, and I know pissed him off because I read a little quote from him that he was shocked it happened. Jordan Matthews got traded to the Bills Darby's good, but they finally got Matthews back in the position he needed to be, a slot receiver, and they're like, all right, cool, bye.
Matthews is already hurt, though. He got hurt in his first Bills practice.
I don't like it, but it's just Nelson Agholor. Like, you're going to trust Nelson Agholor? For real? The kid's done nothing.
What I want to know is why we have three defenses off the board in round 9.
Because we have two people auto-drafting, and I don't think the Chosen One knows they're auto-drafting.
Okay.
So he might think they're on a run right now, which is like, that sucks for you. But what can you do? People quit. This is a mock draft. All right, so we got left for QBs is Cam Newton, Mariota, Big Ben, Rivers, Dak, Stafford, and then the rest of the garbage. I might have to go with Big Ben. I'm going to go with Big Ben. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you can't. He's going to be great. I mean, he's going to throw tons of touchdowns every single year. You know who my sleeper pick is? Like, I'm in a super flex league this year, and yeah, Everyone has a bunch of quarterbacks, and I'm taking Jay Cutler late. I'm definitely going to.
He'll be fine. You know, yeah. He'll end up probably high end QB2. You know, I think he'll be fine for a late pick. What I would say is, you know, you always want to know your league. You want to know the point structure. Most leagues are -2 for an interception or a fumble. If you happen to be in a league that it's -1 for a pick, or
your pick. I don't want to auto draft for you.
I'm taking Stewart.
Jay Stew?
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
I'll get back to what I was saying earlier. Jonathan Stewart has been an RB. The only reason that Jonathan Stewart has not been better is because Cam Newton and Tolbert vulture red zone looks. They vulture touchdowns. That's the only reason that Stewart hasn't been better. People say, oh, well, you know, he's injury prone. All of these guys are. If they get the rock a lot, they're getting beat up. Jay Stew is a good pick, and I love Christian McCaffrey, but if you guys go watch his highlights, I don't think that he's going to be an every down back for them. If he is, he's going to get hurt. Jonathan Stewart is a steal, and I think we'll get a lot of early down and red zone looks. I mean, this is a rookie that they have coming in, who is not, you know, he's good, but he's not Elliott. He's not Le'Veon Bell. He's not one of those guys. So he's a lot better in a PPR or a half-point PPR. I think Jonathan Stewart is still going to have plenty of value, and people are just falling off on him. And there's a lot of players that people, they, you know, they didn't perform like they thought they were going to last year, and they've just fallen off. And Jonathan Stewart is, I think, will be fine. Now, there's a guy that I love that is still here somewhere, and his name is Marvin Jones.
Really?
Yep.
No, honestly, I can't say really. We're in the 11th round right now, and Marvin Jones is a great value in the 11th.
I mean, Stafford has to get those points. For, you know, we're talking up Stafford, so we have, you know, he has to throw to someone. And Marvin Jones is the big guy there. Golden Tate is the little, you know, he's the T.Y. Hilton. Marvin Jones is the red zone target other than Ebron, and Ebron can't stay healthy. Marvin Jones is good. He's not great, but he's good. And for that value, I mean, he's probably going to put up 800 yards and 7 touchdowns.
That's why I'm taking Mike Wallace. Not the flashiest guy like Marvin Jones, even though Marvin Jones had some crazy games last year. Crazy. But Mike Wallace is always good. Always.
Yep. You know, and I have pretty high hopes for Jeremy Maclin this year.
Oh, that's hilarious. So I need to know if Chosen Lone is auto-drafting, because he just took a kicker. And the draft board was so shocked, it actually gave an audible, what the? I mean, maybe a 15-round draft is too long, but I got to get prepared. I got some big drafts coming up. Justin Tucker, best kicker in the league, though, my personal opinion. But Marcus Mariota's off the board. Cam Newton's off the board. Adam Thielen's off the board, too. I like Adam Thielen a lot.
Are you able to do anything to the draft time? Can we change it to 30 seconds for the rest of the picks?
If I could change it to 30 seconds, I would. The minimum is 60 seconds. We only have two people auto-drafting. So I can pick four of them. It's fine. Not a big deal. All right, so we're deep in this draft. Who do you see at running back that you would, you know, go for at this point besides Matt Forte? I already know you like him.
I think Matt Forte is a value at this point in the draft. You know, I'm sitting here with Murray, C.J. Anderson, Frank Gore, Rob Kelly, and Jonathan Stewart. So at this point, I don't need guys that I think are going to be a second-tier player, you know, that are going to be sharing the workload. At this point, if I'm going to pick up a sixth running back, I'm going to look for someone that has potential that, you know, if the stars align, this guy could be an RB1. You know who I see right now? His name is Jamal Charles. And I was watching some tape the other day and reading an interview with Charles. And this guy still – he doesn't think that he's a backup. He still thinks that he is one of the best rushers in the NFL. This guy still thinks that he can do it. So why not? For a sixth running back on your team, throw Jamal Charles in there. If he pops off, you know, and for me – having C.J. Anderson already, yeah. It kind of makes sense. So if he makes it back to me, which he probably won't, but and then Jeremy Hill. They're talking about Jeremy Hill's likely going to be the starter for the first half of the season, and they're not even saying through the first half. They're saying for the season. So I don't really believe that because Joe Mixon's freaky good. And then Theo Riddick as well. I mean, I like him a lot more in a PPR and a half point, but I mean, there's a few options left. Duke Johnson, I'm not a huge fan of. Let's see.
I'm a pretty big fan of Latavius Murray. Is Joe Williams still available? Joe Williams still available. They don't like Carlos Hyde there. Williams could take over for San Francisco. So for late round picks with positive upside potentially, Marlon Mack could take over for Indy. Turbin, I do like a lot, but he hasn't really ever solidified his role anywhere. He's always been like a good backup. You know what I mean? He's just a good backup. That's really all he has ever been. Jamal Charles, I agree with. Latavius Murray, I feel like will end up being the starting running back for Minnesota. Then you have Matt Forte, who we both already like. Jeremy Hill. Theo Riddick could be great. He had 1 year with the Lions where he was a monster before I think he tore his ACL.
Let me see. Who else?
I think a 15-round draft in this is too long.
Yeah.
I'm looking through my team and I'm like, damn, I did not leave myself. Like, I have my quarterback picked. I have three running backs, three receivers, a tight end, two flex, a kicker. I need a kicker, a defense, a backup tight end, and a quarterback. How many rounds we got? Yeah, I mean, it's about 13, right.
13 or 14 is probably okay if you're doing a mock in here. The only thing that having that extra round really does is lets you take some shots at sleepers. But you kind of most sleepers that I personally have, I know that probably no one in my other leagues even know who these people are. You know, they're people that fifth, sixth, seventh round of the draft. You know, they didn't come from big name schools.
It's just guys you had your eye on. Like last year, I liked Cameron Meredith a lot, and I think I mentioned him on the show to Hoos, and Hoos was like, I don't know who that is, which I found funny because that's Hussein's like whole
that's
spiel.
Supposed to be his, yeah.
And I was like, well, Cameron Meredith, like he has the Alshon build. Like he looks like size-wise extremely comparable. He has a lot of the intangibles. Then Cameron Meredith came out and was a stud. But when you get to the, like, I'm in a few draft for our leagues like this where we'll have like an 8-person bench. Like it's crazy. We have no one on the wire. My last, like, two rounds of picks or three rounds of picks are, like, Kevin White, Josh Doxson. You know what I mean? Like, players that, like, have the potential to be great but have been either riddled with injuries or just haven't performed to their level yet. So yep. That's probably who I'm going to be targeting. All right, so let's pick off. So I drafted Mike Wallace. Then it was Marcus Mariota, Justin Tucker, Cam Newton, Stephen Gostkowski, Kenny Britt, KC's defense, Zay Jones, and if people don't know who Zay Jones is, he was the second-round pick for the Bills. 6'1", quick, good hands, could be a good late-round pick. Then we got Corey Davis for the Tennessee Titans, John Ross for Cincinnati, who I don't really like because I do like Boyd who's there, and they didn't use Boyd much last year. So he's going to have some stiff competition to go through. I'm going to wait till this guy sees if he picks or not. Then we got Marlon Mack, who I do like. Eric Ebron, who I hate. Dan Bailey from BYU. Dan Bailey, BYU. Matt Bryant. Jordan Matthews for Buffalo now, which is sad. Samaj, I can never pronounce this guy's name. Samaj Perine. Jeremy Hill. Jamal Charles. Rashard Matthews. And now it is my pick. I think I'm going to take Latavius Murray.
I
see potential there, dude. He was a great running back in Oakland. They had a lot of mouths to feed there. At one point, it was just clear they didn't want him to be their running back anymore. And guess what? They needed him. You know what I mean? They had to go back to him because their running backs couldn't get it done. Minnesota brought him in because they saw something in him. He runs hard, and I love him. I just love the man, all right? I love him. But I think he'll be great. Now, you took Matt Forte right after me, which we both agree. Like Matt Forte was the guy there.
Yeah.
Cameron Meredith. Come on, man. Stop taking all my sleeper picks. All right. So this draft is going on forever. I kind of wish Nick was here so I could, like, make fun of the Bears a little more at him and he could, like, try to take shots at the Seahawks. But, you know, our record's been so much better for so longer.
Theo Riddick. How you doing?
Good pick. That was a really good pick this late. If it was PPR, I'd like it more, but I do like that pick. So, Lucas, do you have, like, some super sleeper that you think is just going to be – Julius Thomas, man? Sorry, folks. Well, he can answer my question after. Why Julius Thomas?
Why do you like Cutler?
You're right. He throws to the tight end a lot.
Did you see what his production was with Bennett in Chicago?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Watch Thomas be – I mean, I like Julius Thomas as much as I like Delanie Walker. I like Julius Thomas as much as I do Martellus Bennett.
Now, do you think he'll stay healthy?
I mean, do you think Eifert's going to stay healthy? Do you think – Travis Kelce went in the third round and he's injured right now. He's not even practicing. Rob Gronkowski, he's been hurt. Jimmy Graham's been hurt. Jordan Reed's an injury risk. Every single tight end that's gone in the top six of all the tight ends are all injury prone. I mean, yeah, you can't.
You also have to admit, I am the biggest proprietor of don't take tight ends early, but do not do it. You know what I mean? Like Jordan Reed, I love, gets hurt. Gronkowski, great, gets hurt. I hate Tyler Eifert. Eric Ebron,
yeah.
No. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like Julius Thomas has been hurt a lot. The value you have is unreal. Like, great round to pick him. You got him super late, so I like it. Just
12th round is perfect. I mean, I have to take a kicker and a defense and only have one other round. So it's either take a tight end here or take it next round. You know, Julius Thomas, I like. And, you know, I might take O.J. Howard as my last pick.
Before. Over Jason Witten or Cameron Brate?
Well, because I think Julius Thomas is better than both of those. I'm going to be starting him. So I want someone with upside. I don't want someone that could be almost as good as Julius Thomas. And if you've watched Howard, if you've watched any of it, he looks a lot like Jordan Reed. The dude is 6'6 and runs a 4'5. He looks like a wide receiver. He doesn't look like a tight end. He's huge, he's fast, and he's going to be a dominant force in the NFL. It's just whether or not he does it now or not. But there's a good chance that that he's running with Cameron Brate, who I actually like Brate, and two tight end sets with you know, Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson, you know, burning the seam, and then you have Brate and Howard. I mean, that's, you got Evans at 6'5", however big Brate is, and then you have 6'6" and Howard, and then you have DeSean Jackson, you know, taking two safe, you know, pulling two safeties. Like, I'm kind of liking it. I don't really like their O-line, but I'm kind of liking it. But O.J. Howard already got taken. Now, this guy has Gronk, so I thought that he had only one tight end. But I guess he just auto-drafted, didn't he?
He did auto-draft. Wolf hasn't been in this draft for a few rounds, but it's all right. I mean, O.J. Howard's good. Not my favorite. I'd take Brate over him.
It depends on if you're looking for upside. If you're looking
Jason
for a
Witten's
starting,
been good his whole career. Like, yeah. Jason Witten always performs. Like, Antonio Gates, Austin Hooper was good last year for a while. I don't know.
But you know what? You know that Witten's going to get you an average of 6 or 7 points a game. So he has a low ceiling and a moderate floor. So you know what you're going to get. He's not going to win you. You know, he's generally not going to put zeros on you. But he could have a game that he puts up 40 yards, and that's a normal game for him. So that's going to happen often. He's not extremely fast anymore. He's reliable. He's going to be out there and he's going to play.
I remember reading a story once where he got injured and he took a game off. Like, you know, one of the veterans at the time when he was a rookie, like, convinced him to take the game off. And he said, to this day, it's the biggest regret he has in the NFL was not playing that game.
Yep.
Which is kind of crazy to think. Now, James White is still available, and I like James White, so he might be on the squad. James White might be coming home with Daddy. Because I feel like he's going to take over that Deion Lewis role, and he's going to be a huge factor in the Patriots offense. Really hoping the chosen one doesn't take him or Jay Money. Let him fall to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the wide receiver that I'm going to take is still going to be there. And actually, there's two wide receivers that I like.
I know you like Sterling Shepard.
I do, but he's already, you know, gave us a little injury scare. Brandon Marshall's there. There's actually two people that I like more.
Josh Doctson and Kevin White, because I've been eyeballing them, too.
Neither of them.
What? All right, now tell me, because I promise I won't take you guys.
Marquise Lee is injured, so it's going to be the Allen Hurns show. If you remember, 2 years ago, Allen Hurns was a top 10 wide receiver. Blake Bortles, I think, will get better this year without having Marquise Lee there, and then Allen, you know, Your boy Allen taking Allen Robinson taking some looks away. I think Hurns will be fine. I think Anquan Boldin will be a nice possession and red zone target if you want him. But the guy that most people don't know that I like is Cooper Kupp for the LA Rams.
What?
Yep. I like Cooper Kupp.
Do you like his name?
It kind of, you know, kind of rolls off the tongue, but you watch having Sammy Watkins there. And I mean, Jared Goff is a pretty good quarterback. So having Sammy Watkins there and then people have to cover for Todd Gurley. I mean, Cooper Kupp's going to get some good matchups, and just because I'm going to go ahead and take him. so people in the draft can look and say, oh, who's Cooper Kupp? And maybe they'll go look him up. He's someone that I believe needs to be rostered. You probably won't be starting him at the, you know, at the beginning of the season as your fifth or sixth tight end. He's a good person to throw on your roster and wait and see if anything's able to happen there with the Rams.
So after you took Kupp, I took Josh Doctson. You took Kupp. James White was unfortunately taken the pick before me. Then I went the Giants, then Carson Wentz, and we got two more rounds left in this baby, and we're getting out of here. Mason Crosby, I respect the game. Just because I don't think he's going to make it back to me, I want to take Kevin White now. Because I don't really care who my kicker is, as long as it's a starting kicker.
Oh, you pulled on a defense already, did you?
I did. I grabbed Minnesota. All right, Jay Money, you stole James White from me. Who are you taking, buddy? Come on. Jaguars? Actually, their defense is kind of stacked.
They should have a decent D.
Decent D?
A decent D. There's a couple that I like. I like Carolina. I like Philly. Don't know about the Chargers. They're projecting them to have a good season. Tampa supposedly has a decent defense.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Tampa's defense or the Chargers' defense, but all right. So, auto draft for you. Chiropractor, who you got? It's funny, I keep auto-drafting for this Browns guy, and he has three quarterbacks right now, but I kind of like his team. Chiropractor has so many... This draft is too long, and I really like Chiropractor's team. I think I like his team because every player is off the board, which I find kind of funny. But Lucas, who is your favorite team?
Oh, the Cowboys.
Did you weep when Ezekiel Elliott got suspended?
Yes and no. I mean, it still hasn't really sunk in yet because I don't believe him actually guilty. And I think his ex-girlfriend is a complete nutcase. But
did you read the transcripts? Because it kind of looks that way. Like, I am not for abusing women or anyone of any sort at any time. But it looks like that may not be the case. It looks like nothing happened and she's just being a psycho.
Yeah, you guys, you know, I urge all of you to go read, you know, don't just look at pictures, go read everything you can find on this. There's a reason why he's not in jail right now, because he's not guilty. There was nothing there. It's real life. There are unhealthy relationships. So I'm not saying that he's a saint or that they didn't have issues within their relationships, within their relationship.
But what she's accusing him of isn't necessarily right. Something he actually did. Right. Now, I will say, when I did personally weep when Marshawn Lynch came out of retirement as a Seahawks fan and did not want to play for the Seahawks anymore, that really hurt. I still might buy a Raiders Lynch jersey just because I love Lynch, and as a Seahawks fan, we owe him a lot. But, I don't know. Like, the stuff going on in the NFL right now is crazy. Like, just with, like, you have Roger Goodell not suspending people enough, and then over-suspending, and then not suspending, and then Ezekiel Elliott. It's like, they don't even know. Like, the police are kind of like, eh, we're not sure anything happened. So they're like, yeah, we're suspending.
He needs to step down. He really does.
But
he makes poor decisions.
But he makes them so much money. That's the thing. Roger Goodell gets paid a pretty penny because he makes the NFL so much money. They've done nothing but grow under him, and it's one of those things where it's like, as much as I'd like to see him gone, I understand why the NFL owners aren't having him leave. And for my kicker, I'm going to take Dustin Hopkins, because Dustin Hopkins, you really got me mad last year when I saw D. Hopkins get dropped to one of my leagues, and I was like, yes! And then I realized it was a kicker and not DeAndre Hopkins, which thoroughly upset me. And Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the draft is going to be Blair Walsh. All right, folks, thank you for sitting through this entire mock draft with me and Mr. Lucas. Mr. All right.
All right.
Lucas, can you tell the folks where they can find you?
Right now, if you want to find me, it is on Sleeperbot at SleeperWireLBB. And that's it.
Plain and simple, I'm SleeperWire Max SW. And, I mean, just go to the SleeperWire channel in Sleeperbot. We're also on Fantasy Life. We're on Twitter, at SleeperWire Show. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are on your phones in podcast form. For me and Lucas, thanks for drafting with us. Have a good one, guys.
Take care, guys.